Go to HoustonTexans.com to register for your chance to win Lunch with a Texan, which includes lunch in the Texans cafeteria with the Texans Community Player of the Year, food provided by Whataburger, and a tour of the Houston Texans team facilities. November's nominees are Chris Myers, Xavier Suafilo, and Garrett Graham.
Texans Huddle is brought to you by Houston Community College. Start here. Go anywhere. Texans Huddle is also brought to you in part by Amegy Bank. Amegy Bank of Texas is proud to be the official bank of the Houston Texans. MD Anderson. MD Anderson, making cancer history. Texas Emergency Care Center. In network. In your neighborhood. In case of emergency. Ready or not, we are. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big.
Hi, I'm Jarrell Poet, and this is my locker. It's pretty simple. I just got the facial stuff, alcohol. I like to use alcohol when I get out of the shower, help cleanse my face. Got the lotion, just basic stuff, extra clothing if I needed to wear home. Got my extra slippers. I like to wear these. I like to wear these in meetings. Got to get a rookie to clean up, so Pagan will be cleaning this baby up today. So, he's my extra turf cleats in case we're going to be doing a lot of cutting and stuff, and we're going to be walking through and stuff. I like to wear these during the walkthrough so I can jog, I can cut, don't really have to get taped up. And that's pretty much it.
Always great to get that sneak peek at what's inside these guys' lockers, but as promised, time for Mark's favorite part of the show.
Dear Drew, and it's sponsored by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today. What's Drew up to in his office this week?
First one comes from John Sanchez. Everyone knows Mallett has a cannon of an arm. Do you think they will start utilizing Andre Johnson more? Yes, I do. I think they're going to go deep a little bit more to Johnson, to Hopkins. It's going to be fascinating to see also how the tight ends get involved. So, yes, and John, that wasn't just a good question. That was a scratch-off winning-worthy question. Did you like that dramatic pause there? That was just for you, John. Ramiro Rodriguez asks, Dear Drew, I have to ask, what's up with the laugh? It's so long-winded and doesn't seem genuine. Just saying. You mean it doesn't sound genuine? Brian Shirk has this. Dear Drew, I heard Mallett once threw a football 80 yards. Any truth to this? No, it's not true. He threw it farther.
Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
What the heck are you doing?
That's what I'm talking about.
Great stuff, as always. Thank you so much, Drew Doherty. And Mark, we're almost out of time, but before I let you go, I need to get your thoughts, hopes, prayers, dreams, everything said about the Cincinnati Bengals.
I pray for wins sometimes. Okay, this is a Bengals team that the Texans know very well. They beat them twice in the playoffs in this building, also beat them in 2011. Preparing for this game, I feel like I'm looking at a team in our division. Andy Dalton, kind of streaky as a quarterback, but there's no question about it. He's been a winner since he's gotten into this league. Bengals run it well. And also, you have to look at this. They give up 4.5 yards per carry on the ground. I think the Texans are going to try to fire up that running game again with Ryan Mallett. At home now, quieter crowd on offense. Maybe they can operate even better this time.
All right. Thanks so much, Mark. We are out of time here on Texans Huddle, but be sure to be with us 10 a.m. Sunday morning, Texans Countdown Live, where we are counting you down to hopefully what will be a Houston Texans victory. Then flip it right back on over to Fox Sports Southwest for Texans Wrap Live. Have a great weekend, everyone.